Jim Jordan calls for House GOP vote to remove Liz Cheney as conference chair. By Sean Moran on January 13, 2021. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, the House Freedom Caucus chair and Judiciary Committee ranking member, called Wednesday for House Republicans to hold a vote to remove Representative Liz Cheney, RY, as the House Republican conference chair. "We ought to have a second vote," Jordan said. "The conference ought to vote on that," he added. Jordan joins a rising movement of Republicans calling to oust Cheney as the third-ranking Republican in the House for calling for President Donald Trump to be impeached. "There has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution," Cheney said in her statement when she announced her support for impeachment. Reps. Matt Rosendale, R. Mount, and Andy Biggs, R. Oz, the House Freedom Caucus chair, came out swiftly Tuesday against Cheney and called on her to resign from her post. "When Representative Cheney came out for impeachment today, she failed to consult with the conference, failed to abide by the spirit of the rules of the Republican conference, and ignored the preferences of Republican voters," Rosendale said in a statement. "She is weakening our conference at a key moment for personal political gain and is unfit to lead. She must step down as conference chair," he said. "She should resign her position as a conference chair and should not be serving this conference. That's it," Biggs said. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, who was elected in November, also supports the movement to remove Cheney as the House Republican conference leader. "I'm calling for Rep. Liz Cheney to step down as chairwoman of the House Republican conference," Greene said in a statement Wednesday. "She doesn't represent Republican voters by supporting this political witch hunt impeachment of President Trump. She is not connected to the base and is voting for a hurtful lie." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.